This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will face off on Thursday against his Ukrainian and Western counterparts, including U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, when the United Nations Security Council meets over alleged atrocities committed by Russian forces in Ukraine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and International Criminal Court Prosecutor Karim Khan were briefed the 15-member body, which is meeting during the annual gathering of world leaders for the UN General Assembly. Ukraine, the U.S., and others have accused Russia of war crimes. Moscow has denied targeting civilians during what it calls its special military operation and says the accusations are part of a smear campaign. The Security Council meets a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the mobilization of hundreds of thousands of Russians to fight in Ukraine, moved to annex large portions of Ukrainian territory, and threatened to use nuclear weapons. The Council has been unable to take any meaningful action on Ukraine because Russia is a permanent veto-wielding member, along with the U.S., France, Britain, and China. An international court convened in Cambodia to judge the brutalities of the Khmer Rouge regime that caused the deaths of millions of people in the 1970s officially ended Thursday. In what is expected to be its final session, the UN-backed tribunal rejected an appeal by the communist group's last surviving leader. 91-year-old Khieu Samphan, who served as the regime's head of state, was convicted in 2018 of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, and sentenced to life in prison. The tribunal is ending after spending $337 million and 16 years to convict just three men of crimes. The Khmer Rouge's efforts to establish a utopian society led to the deaths of nearly 2 million Cambodians from execution, starvation, and inadequate medical care. This is VOA News. A U.S. appeals court Wednesday lifted the hold on the record seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida home. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit has lifted a judge's hold, preventing the Justice Department from evaluating the classified record seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon had temporarily barred investigators from continuing to use the documents in an ongoing investigation as the Justice Department evaluates whether to bring criminal charges. The government appealed the hold, arguing its investigation had been impeded by the order. Last month, the FBI seized roughly 11,000 documents, including about 100 with classified markings, during a court-authorized search of Mar-a-Lago. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The wife of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has agreed to a voluntary interview with the Special House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Her attorney says Virginia Thomas is eager to answer the committee's questions to clear up any misconceptions about her work relating to the 2020 election. The committee has for months sought an interview with the conservative activist to learn more about her efforts to help former President Trump overturn his election defeat. Virginia Thomas contacted lawmakers in Arizona and Wisconsin in the weeks after the election. The AP obtained emails in which she urged two Arizona lawmakers to choose a clean slate of electors and, quote, stand strong in the face of political and media pressure. She also texted with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong will scrap its controversial COVID-19 hotel quarantine policy for all arrivals beginning in early October, more than 2.5 years after it was first adopted. Local news outlet HK01 said Thursday it has learned from unnamed sources that the new policy will be announced next week. Hong Kong is one of the few places in the world to still require travelers from abroad to quarantine upon arrival. Residents and businesses have slammed the policy, saying it threatens the city's competitiveness and standing as a global financial center. HK01 says the new rules will abolish the need for overseas visitors to quarantine at designated hotels. Residents will be able to go straight home after their return and self-monitor for 7 days. Repeating our top story, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will face off Thursday with his Ukrainian and Western counterparts, including U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, when the U.N. Security Council meets over alleged atrocities committed by Russian forces in Ukraine. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for